Shabbat Shalom, everyone. This week's parasha is Parashat Ki Tisa, and it's also Parashat Para. We also read the parts in the parasha of the parasha about the Para Aduma, and according to many opinions, this week Parashat Para, the reading for the Para, is a biblical mitzvah. It's a mitzvah from the Torah for everyone to hear, so it's very good for everyone to come to Gan Yisrael and listen to Parashat Para. Just a little bit on Parashat Ki Tisa. We know Parashat Ki Tisa is mainly known for the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. I want to go through the storyline. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain, he receives the Torah, he receives the tablets. He's coming down the mountain, he's told by Hashem, go down and you're going to see your nation is sinning. And he comes down the mountain, and what does he see? He sees the Jewish people worshipping the golden calf. The same Jewish people who were just taken out of Egypt, and they saw God's hand, and they saw all the miracles, and they saw all the plagues, and they went through it, they lived through the plagues. And this same nation, weeks later, are worshipping a golden calf. And Moshe on the spot, what he does is he takes the tablets that were written be'etzba Elohim, by the finger of God, by the hand of God, these tablets were written, and he breaks the tablets. And the question becomes, Moshe Rabbeinu, how can you do such a thing? Why and how can you break the tablets that were just written by the hand of God? God just handed you these tablets and wrote the words of the Torah on these tablets with his own finger, be'etzba Elohim, kivyachol, as if to say. So how can you take these tablets that were just written by God and breaking them? And I've heard a very beautiful answer. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Jewish people sinning on such a low level, on such an impure low level, worshipping a golden calf, Avodah Zarah, right after you saw all the miracles in the hand of Hashem, when he saw that, he understood that they were on such a low level. And Moshe Rabbeinu was spending so much time now speaking face to face with God, being on such a high level all the way up here. He said, there is no way for me to be able to just bring them up when I'm all the way up here and they're all the way down there. So he said, what I need to do is bring myself down to their level, bring myself a little bit lower to lift them up. So Moshe says, I need to take the tablets and break the tablets to bring myself down to them and bring them up with us. And this Moshe, what he did, this act, was an act that Gemara says, Yashar kochacha sheshibarta. Hashem says to Moshe, you did good, you did well. I approve of what you did. I approve that you broke the tablets. And Moshe, what he did, this lesson, is a lesson every leader should take. That for you to lead Am Yisrael, for you to be a leader, whether it's a leader of a community, a leader of a nation, or a leader of your own family, you need to realize that at times, it's not just you and about you growing on your own. It's about you focusing on how you can grow together with others. And sometimes you may have to stunt your growth a little bit at times, slow down to lift the people around you and lift them up with you so that everyone else can benefit too. And I guarantee you, if Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to break the tablets and bring himself down to a lower level to lift the Jewish people up, not to sin, chas v'shalom, not to do the wrong thing, but to bring himself down to the Jewish people to understand them, to be relatable to them, to be someone who can relate to the Jewish people on their level so that he can lift them up. How much more so that we have to do the same? May we all try to be relatable to those around us. Try to help lift the people around us. Try to help bring them up and bring them closer to Hashem. And when we do that, and when we're people who are understanding, who care for everyone around us, who care and understand the people around us, we'll be able to lift and bring everyone as closest to Hashem as possible. Shabbat Shalom. Umevorach.